الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله أضعاف ما حمده جميع خلقه كما يحبه ويرضاه. الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي أبدأ الأفلاك والأرضين، والصلاة والسلام على من كان نبيا وآدم بين الماء والطين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عدد ما في علم الله، صلاة دائمة بدوام ملك الله. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح. اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك. اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا القرآن الحكيم. ربنا زدنا علما. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لا يستوي القائدون من المؤمنين غير أولي الضرر والمجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم. صدق الله العلي العظيم. حاضرين الكرام، we must understand a very very important point. اللهم صيبا نافيا. When the rain falls, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to make a dua and used to say, اللهم صيبا نافيا. Oh Allah, we ask you for beneficial rain, that the rain may bring rahmat and not azab for us. As believers, do you think that we are all equal as believers? As we sit here in the masjid, many of us, we come for Jummah, we come for Eid, all believers. But are we all equal as believers in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We are equal in one aspect. With respect to the asl, to the base, to the jar, to the root of iman, we are equal in the sense that we are Muslims. We have recited La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this is the asl of iman. There is no ziyadati in that, there is no nuqsan in that. This is what Imam Abu Hanifa alayhi rahma means when he says that that cannot increase and that can decrease. It's either you believe or you don't believe. But with respect to the sifat, the qualities and the branches and the different shobas of iman, we are different in that. Al-imanu yazidu wa yankus, it rises, it drops. With respect to the sifat, with respect to the shu'ab and the branches of iman. So with respect to that, we are not equal. A next person's iman may be stronger than another person's iman. Similarly, there are believers who do not strive in the path of Allah, but they are believers, mashallah. They go for Hajj, they perform Salat, they do Zikr, Tilawat, Tahajjud, they give charity, mashallah, they are believers. And then there are believers who do these same things. They do zikr, tasbih, tilawah. They do these things also. But there is the cutting edge. The cutting edge. That which gives them an edge over the rest. A level over the rest. And that is those believers who strive in the path of Allah. Who go out in the path of Allah. And there are many ayats to prove that. Let us look at Kalamullah and understand it from an ilmi point of view, from a scholarly point of view, from the knowledge of our kabir and the knowledge of our ulama. Rahimahumullah wa abdamat barakatuhum wa nawwarallahu maraqidahum. Let us examine just, it's just one or two ayats. Where is it? Two ayats. Hear what Allah says and let's try to understand it. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. La yastawil qa'idun. La yastawil qa'iduna minal mu'minin. Ghayru ulil dharar. Wal mujahiduna fi sabilillahi bi amwalihim wa anfusihim. Allah, who is the final judge, and Allah whose decision and statements no one can reject or dispute. He is saying, la yastawi, not equal. So immediately it is established that as believers we are not equal. Some are higher than some. With respect to the basis of Iman, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, yes, we are Muslims. But with respect to the sifat and the branches of Iman, we differ in that. With respect to certain qualities and achievements, we are also different in that. And Allah says, La yastawil qa'idun, that not equal, are those believers who sit at home. لا يستوي القائدون من المؤمنين. Those believers who sit at home, غير أولي الضرر, and who are not excusable. They don't have any excuse for sitting at home and staying at home. The commentators have mentioned excuse like what? Like زمانة. In Arabic, زمانة والتامربوتة means chronic illness. Like chronic illness, like aman, blindness, etc. Person handicapped, lame, these are valid excuses. So those believers, in fact if we divide believers into three categories, those who strive in the path of Allah, those who are excusable, they want to strive but they can't strive because of chronic illness, zamana, because of aman, blindness, because of lameness, because of being handicapped, that's second category. And the third category are those believers who are believers and who are good and solid and righteous, but they stay at home and they don't go out. Three categories. Allah tells us, لا يستوي القائدون من المؤمنين غَيْرُ أُولِ الضَّرَرِ, not equal are those believers who sit at home and who are not excusable. وَالْمُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and the mujahidun, those who strive in the path of Allah, بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ, with their own wealth, وَأَنفُسِهِمْ, and with their selves, their persons. The commentators of the Holy Quran, they say that this ayat refers to jihad, the actual jihad. Let's not have no doubt about that. The actual battle itself, al-jihad bisayf, with the sword, striving in the path of Allah. Because in Bukhari Sharif, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma gave the tafsir of this ayat. It's reported by Imam Bukhari under Babu Ghazwati al-Badr, the Ghazwa of Badr. Ibn Abbas said that the ayat means those who sat at home and stayed away from Badr, and those who went out in Badr. La yastawil qa'iduna ay an Badrin, those who stayed away from Badr and those who sat at home. Even though Badr was not a war that was really that they were planning for, it came about unexpected. Walhadiruna ila Badrin, and those who were present for the battle of Badr. They are not equal. Hazrat Ibn Abbas, and in the riwayat of Bukhari, wal kharijuna ila Badr, those who went out for Badr. And in the riwayat of Tirmidhi, wal hadiruna ila Badrin, those who were present for Badr. Then Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma said, Lamma nazat waq'atu Badr, when the incident and the waqi of Badr occurred, then Abdullah ibn Jahash and Abdullah ibn Ummi Maktun al-Amayan, the two blind Sahaba, they came to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, Hallana ruqsa? What about us? We didn't take part in Badr, or the Badriyun, they have such a great status, high status, al-Badriyun. Do we have some excuse? Do we have some ruqsat, some concession? It was on this occasion, فَنَزَلَتْ, the ayat came down, لَا يَسْتَوِ الْقَائِدُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ غَيْرُ أُولِي الضَّرَرِ وَالْمُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ. Not equal are those believers who strive in the path of Allah with their wealth and their persons, and those who sit at home without an excuse. As though Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling Abdullah ibn Jahash and Ibn Ummi Maktum that you are excused. The verse doesn't refer to you. You are just like them. But those who stayed at home without excuse, they are not equal. The ayat refers to that. Ibn Abbas gave the tafsir of that. Striving in the path of Allah, bi amwalihim wa anfusim, with their wealth and with their selves. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ عَلَى الْقَائِدِينَ دَرَجًا, that Allah has favored the believers who strive in the path of Allah with their persons and with their wealth. Allah has favored them over those believers who sit at home with a status, with an extra level. There are two commentaries here. Hazrat Suyuti rahimahullah, nawwarallahu markadahu, says that this ayat refers to the believers who sit at home with an excuse. The ayat is referring to them. That Allah has favored those who went in the path of Allah and fought, favored them with one level above them, because they are both equal with respect to the niyat of jihad. They wanted to go out. They had the niyat. So li istiwa'ihim fin niyya, because they are equal in the niyat. But because the mujahideen actually went out in jihad, there was mubashara, there was the actual encountering of the jihad, they got a level higher than them. This is the tafsir of Allama Jalaluddin As-Suyuti alayhi rahma. So they will get a fadila, a level higher than them, of course, in this world and in the akhirat. Fadilatun fil akhirah, daraja fil akhirah. So they are both equal, but one step up are those who went out, and one step below are those who sat at home, but they had the niyat. Wa kullan wa'ada Allahu al-husna, and every one of them, Allah's of the two groups, whether those who stayed at home or those who went out, Allah has promised them Jannah. لِكُلُوسِ نِيَّتِهِمْ, because their niyat is khalis and their niyat is pure. وَفَضَّلَ اللَّهُ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ عَلَى الْقَائِدِينَ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا, and Allah has favored the mujahideen over those who sit at home. Jalaluddin As-Suyuti alayhi rahma says this second ayat refers to those who sit at home without any excuse. He already dealt with those who sat at home and were excusable, that Allah has favored the mujahideen over them by one daraja, one fadila in the akhirat. Concerning those who stay at home, who sat at home and didn't go out without any excuse, he says this ayat is referring to them, that Allah has favored the Mujahideen over the Qaideen, those who sit at home without any excuse, ajran azima, with a very great reward. And what is that great reward? The badal of it is darajatim minhu, or many degrees of excellence and status, manazila, ba'duhum fawqa ba'd, some of them higher than some. He has favored those mujahideen who go in the path of Allah over those believers who sit at home without an excuse by many degrees, darajat, plural, wa maghfiratan wa rahma, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven them. Ay ghafarahumullahu maghfira wa rahimahum rahmatan, Allah has forgiven them and Allah has been merciful to them. He has shown mercy to them. So Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti gave this commentary. Most of the commentators, Aktharul Mufassirin, they say that both ayats refer to those believers who sit at home without any excuse, and these ayats do not refer to the believers who are excusable because they are equal. They are equal. So Hazrat Zajjaj, as well as Allama Jalaluddin, gave the first commentary. But most of the commentators go back to the ayat when Allah says, لا يستوي القائدون من المؤمنين غير أولي الضرر والمجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم فضل الله المجاهدين بأموالهم وأنفسهم على القائدين درجة. Allah has favored the mujahideen with their wealth and their selves over those who sit at home by one level. They said that this verse also refers to those who sit at home without an excuse, and the next verse that is coming also refers to them. Both verses refer to them, because those who sit at home, the Rasul made it clear from the riwayat of Bukhari that they have an excuse, and most of the commentators are upon that view. So then, if that is the view of most of the commentators, then why did Allah repeat the ayah twice? Why did Allah come back again and say that because those who sit at home, Allah has favored the believers who go out in the path of Allah over them, of course they don't have an excuse, with a daraja, sing in the singular form there. Then why did Allah repeat the ayat again if it refers to the same people who sit at home without an excuse? Why did he repeat it? And then why did he say darajat? Most of the commentators give this commentary that the first ayat, when Allah says He has favored the mujahideen over those who sit at home without an excuse by a status, daraja is singular because it refers to the thawab ad-dunya. He has favored them with the rewards and blessings of this world. It comes in a singular form. What are the rewards for striving and going in the path of Allah? What do we get from jihad? Al-dhufr, victory. And victory means whether there is defeat or whether there is triumph, it is still victory in the sense that the dead are in Jannah. Victory, victorious in the literal sense, galaba, dominance. As well as what? Al-ghanima, the booty also comes. As well as what? Al-dhikrul jameel fid dunya, a good name in this world, good mentioning. Allah speaks about them highly. The angel speaks about them highly. Even the believers speak about them highly. They are praised right here in the dunya. They have a good name. But all of that, Allah says, He favors them, and that is regarded as one daraja. Then in the next ayat, when Allah repeats it again and says He has favored them with darajat, many degrees and many statuses, it means in the akhirah. That was for the dunya. But in the akhirah, there are many degrees and stages that they'll be raised to. Places of honor. Subhanallah. So then why singular and why plural? The commentators mention, because the rewards of this world in comparison to the rewards of the akhirah, the jinns, of the thawab of the akhirah, the reward of this world in comparison to that jinns, and that category of reward in the akhirah is yaseer and small. So that all that can be obtained in this world is just like daraja, one level, to show that it is smaller in comparison to the rewards that they will receive in the akhirah, darajat. Darajat, subhanallah. But you know what? Whether believers go out in the path of Allah, or whether believers sit at home with an excuse or without an excuse, because most of the commentators say that the ayats is now speaking about those who sit at home without an excuse, because those who go out are just, those who sit with an excuse are just like those who went out, because they have the same niyat. So even all three, those who go out, those who sit at home with an excuse, or even those who sit at home without an excuse, you don't condemn them, because Allah says, wa kullan, both groups, those who go out and those who sit at home without being excused. Kullan, all of them, every one of them, wa'adallahu al-husna, Allah has promised them the Jannah, the goodness. What is the goodness in essence? It is the Jannah. Wa faddalallahu al-mujahideen ala al-qaideen ajran azeema. Allah has favored them with a great, great reward, the mujahideen. Darajatim minhu wa maghfiratan wa rahma. Many levels of honor and distinction in the akhirat. Wa maghfiratan wa rahma. And Allah has forgiven them, the mujahideen. He has forgiven them for their sins. Wa rahma. And He has shown them great mercy. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And Allah is most forgiving لِأَوْلِيَائِهِ, to His friends. Allah is Rahim لِأَهْلِ طَاعَتِهِ, for the people who are obedient to Him. Subhanallah. We stop here. That's it. The ulama have mentioned that even though these two ayats refer to jihad, what about us in this time? What can we do? The ulama, our elders, our kabir, our mashayikh have said that there should be some form of mushabaha and resemblance with them. Okay, we are not actually participating in jihad with the sword, with the blood, giving blood. We are not doing that. But at least we can spend some time in the path of Allah. So those who go out in the path of Allah, with their luggages, with their beddings, with their persons, and with their wealth, and they strive in the path of Allah, this is also a type of striving. Because you know what? It is also a type of jihad. It is not to that level, but it is mushabaha and resemblance. Because a person has to leave the comfort of the hot water and the shower at home. A person has to leave the comfort of his bed, luxurious bed, certain mattress or whatever mattress it may be. He has to leave the comfort of his AC and his room, convenience of his bathroom and food and sofa, and he has to go out. So there's difficulty in that. There's hardship in that. And there is a resemblance to the actual mujahideen. Subhanallah. A big event is taking place in Trinidad and Tobago. We are the host, the Ijtima, a big event. People will be traveling thousands of miles. Our elders, our ulama, and other people, other Muslims, coming from lands distant and far, giving up the comfort of their homes, giving up their jobs for a while because they are not useless people, and coming here with some struggle and sacrifice, eating simple food, sleeping on a sleeping bag, leaving all the comfort. You know what? That big event is taking place here. We can also make a little sacrifice and tell ourselves, you know what? The Ijtima Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, let me take off these 3 days for the sake of Allah, for Allah. Let me give those 3 days and let me make my planning right now that I can take out these 3 days for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let me be present there, and at least this much I can do, and this little sacrifice, and maybe inshallah Allah will include me, because it's a form of striving, it's a resemblance with that. So let's make niyat inshallah, And remember, this work of Dawat and Tabligh is a blessed work. We heard the story about the earthquake in Pakistan. There was a whole khutbah, a whole bayan, why that earthquake took place in Pakistan. I don't have time now, but the Malaysian Jamaat, one brother from the Malaysian Jamaat, gave me a kalgozari about the tsunami in Banda Aceh, and it is amazing the things he told me. I don't have the time to go into it now. Anybody who goes against this work and become enemy and opposed to it, one thing is that sometimes we don't go out. Okay, but we assist and we do nusrat and we support. But the other thing is when you oppose it and you criticize and you condemn and become enemies, then watch out. I'm scared for Russia. We should all be scared for Russia. They want to ban Tabligh Jamaat. They are looking for Allah's azab, because history has proven you try to fight this work, fight the messengers, the da'is, those who go out in the path of Allah, you are waging war against Allah. So may Allah give you and me the tawfiq that we could pack a little bag and go and spend 3 days there. We can do this inshallah and be present for the 3 days. Now you know it's so close, it's in Biokal Road, it's a stone throw. So sometimes you might think, you know what, I could sleep at home and always go and come, go and come. You could do that too, and that is still good. Better than not going, it's still good. But better than that is if we could spend the 3 days right there. So use your discretion. And remember, we are all believers and Allah has promised us all Jannah. May Allah give us the tawfiq to do a little sacrifice in His path. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.